You're listening to WSCA 106.1 FM. This is Black Knight Meditations, Friday nights at 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. 4 hours of underground heavy metal music, black death, speed thrash, gothic doom, shred power prog folk, and traditional metal. The email address, bnmradio@live.com. And the podcast page, blackknightmeditations.com.
Last time I did a Blind Guardian interview, I was speaking with Hansi and asking him about what it's like touring in the United States versus the typical tours of Europe or South America or the Far East. And he said one of the challenges is staying healthy on tour, eating properly, and in the United States, not so easy to eat properly. There's a lot of crappy food here. So what do you do to stay healthy on tour? How do you make it work?
I think the most important thing is that you sleep a lot. Which is not so easy in a nightliner with so many people, but I try. And beside this, of course, the food is the second important for me, but I find very good food here.
You like it? What do you like about American cuisine?
I like steakhouses, which you have plenty. And sports bars. You get all kinds of foods, I mean, whatever you are into. I like Mexican food a lot. Burrito can always go. But of course, that's not the healthy food I'm talking about. I'm trying to eat lots of fruits every day to get vitamins, and that's it.
The food aside, what do you like about the United States? What do you like about America?
What I like about America?
Yeah, other than the food, of course.
Okay. I am a real USA fan, you can say. I'm coming for my vacations whenever I can. I'm in Florida. And
where in Florida do you go?
I went to different places each time I was there. First time I was in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and then I was around Orlando, did all the parks with the kids.
It's fun.
And last time I was here in summer, I went to Fort Myers area, mm-hmm. and especially we went to Cape Coral there and explored all the islands from there, which was very beautiful and really nice. And for me, I like that the country has like everything. You have the beach parts, you have mountains, you have woods, you have
America's got it all.
You have everything. And I like traveling around. I like just driving through the states and going from city to city and explore everything. I think I was already in many places here. Maybe more than I saw more than most Americans.
Cool.
So
that's awesome.
Because we did it's the fourth tour now, and we did many, many cities. And whenever we are in a city, I try to get up early and walk around, take pictures, and see as much as I can.
So what about Florida appeals to you? Why Florida? Is it the climate, the hot weather in summer?
It's for me the climate, yeah. I really like to be in warm places. I like the sun, and there is like a guarantee you have the sun. And sure. I can be in the beach, and it's not so much overcrowded like in Europe. If you go to the beaches in Europe, especially Italy, Spain, France, it will be packed in summer. You cannot have a square meter for your own.
Well, that's what's good about Florida. Miles and miles and miles
there
of beaches.
Like miles of beaches, and you really can find a calm place and have really calm beach walks if you like. So that's why I prefer this.
So while on tour in the United States, obviously Blind Guardian, the fan base in the United States, a little bit smaller than Europe, of course. And keeping that in mind, does the band adjust its live set based on the country it's in? For instance, in the United States versus Europe, or doesn't matter where you are, you do the same?
No, we don't do this. We play always a kind of best of Blind Guardian, go through all records we did, and we try to keep it interesting for ourselves. So we change songs every night to stay fresh and to bring in some, how can I say, unexpected moments every night. Because if you get into a routine, people could get bored with this routine and then just stop feeling the fire. And that's what we don't want. We want the band always with passion. And that's why we change. We do changes every day, and everybody has to be into it.
Now, is it a democratic process where each of you says, I'd like to do this for the show, like to do that for the show?
No, we are not so democratic.
No. So you argue about it? I mean, do you have to fight for what you want? Or?
No, it's the set list is chosen by Hansi. We, before the tour starts, we choose a song pool. We chose 45 songs for this tour. We rehearsed the 45 songs. And whatever Hansi wants to play in the evening, we play. I don't even care. I see the set list when I come on stage and I play. That's
so there are 45 songs on any given show you can pull from.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
And how many of those 45 songs are from the first two records? Because for the diehards like myself, there are obviously those old ones we'd love to hear.
From the first two records, three or four, I don't know.
Okay, and you've been doing, I think, about three, because you typically always, you almost always do Majesty and Valhalla. Banish has been thrown in. I love one of my absolute favorites. I'm so glad you're going to be. I hope you're doing that tonight. I love
tonight. We will do a song we only play here, and it's from the demo tapes, and it was from the first albums.
Are you doing Halloween?
Yeah, Halloween.
That was one of my questions. I'm like, it's October 31st. Are they going to play Halloween? I don't know if they're going to do it. But.
Yeah, we play it.
Yes.
And we only play it here, and we only play it tonight.
Yes.
Rehearsed.
Are you recording this?
We record this. Yes.
Because you got to make it available to the fans online or something. I mean, come on, this is such a treat to hear you perform something from those old demos.
Well, you know, it's sometimes we do it as a joke. But it's like we didn't rehearse this song. The idea came up 2 days ago, and today we grabbed the guitars and we said, okay, let's see what we can play. Mm-hmm. And we rehearsed 1-2 times, so it will be a crappy version, but
it doesn't
only
matter.
For the fun, you know?
It doesn't matter. The fact you're going to do it, I'm like, they're not going to do it. I was going to ask you, I'm like, they're not going to do it. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's like a punk version, but we love it.
Cool. That's really great to hear. And are you doing Banish tonight?
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. It's got to be difficult for you. I was just talking with Chris from Gravedigger, and you know they've been around for like 200 years. You know, 800 albums, and it's just crazy. And it's got to be really difficult. And you know your fans so passionate, I guess is a good way of saying it. And they want this, they want this, they want that, and it's hard to please everybody. So do you find yourself having trouble not covering a song from one album? Like for instance. I know you've been doing some shows where Night at the Opera. There have been some shows where no songs from opera. Do you even realize when that happens? Because you have so much in your career.
No, you cannot. You cannot always have the perfect set list.
Right.
I mean,
can't please everybody.
There's always someone complaining in Facebook. This song was missing. This song was missing.
Yeah.
But then we had to play. I don't know, 5-6 hours, and it's impossible. We played.
Give it a shot.
Most of the shows in this tour, and I think we are already in show 64 or something, and we always played more than 2 hours, so I think that's fair.
Oh, it is very
sure.
Fair. And the fact that you mix it up show to show, I mean, fans really can't ask for much more than that, and especially those who see you 2 or 3 times a tour, they're going to get a pretty good mixture of it. It's been... Well, about a year or so that you've been removed from making the Mirror album. Now that it's been that amount of time, do you have any differing thoughts on it? Or are you still too close to it because it's only been a year and you're still playing the songs?
I'm really, really happy with this album, how everything came out. And most happy I am that the fans really like it and we have really good reactions with the new songs when we play it live. Even that the songs were really new when we went on tour, everybody was singing along and they appreciated the songs we chose to play live. So for me, it's a perfect situation. I remember times when we released Imaginations on Nightfall album. The reaction was not that good when we played Imaginations the first time.
Meaning the reaction or your performance?
The reaction.
Really?
Because it was such a big step away from Somewhere Far Beyond. It was so new at that time that we were ahead of time with the things we were doing. And people were just, what is this music? You know?
Well, that was around the time where your songwriting, your music started to evolve.
Yeah.
I mean, you were getting away from those first few records that was a little more focused on the speed and going toward the epic, and obviously Imaginations
but
was
each album needs
a
certain time to be established and that the fans are really into it. But the new one, we see that the reactions are really good from the beginning, and that means something. That means that they really like it and that we hit, or that we did the right thing in the right moment.
I will say, from a fan's point of view, it does seem like Mirror is the most well-received album since Nightfall. I would say more so than... And actually, the previous three records were well-received, but it seems like this one, there seems to be a more positive vibe. Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Do you feel that way, too?
I feel it, too.
Yeah. And what would you attribute that to? Why do you think that the fans will react more to this one than the past few records?
Because the songwriting turned out that way, and the album is really homogenic. It really feels like a concept. You can listen from first song to the last song, and you always have a feeling it's one flow. It always keeps the interest. There's no filler. I mean, we never did filler, but I think the weakest song is not really weak. So I think it really has a quality, and I think that this album will last very long for the listener. I think that you can enjoy this album for 10, 20 years without a problem. And some other albums, you maybe like 1-2 years and then you want something new or you want something else. You only pick a few songs that you like, and then, I mean, it's like this with my favorite bands. And it's really rare that I have an album that I like complete as a concept, every song.
Do you feel the same way about any of your previous albums, that the complete, this is it right here, everything's perfect, this is the one?
I think that Nightfall was very, very strong, and I was very satisfied with At the Edge of Time as well. We did mistakes in the production with Twist in a Myth, and we also did some mistakes in the songwriting in A Night at the Opera that I see now that I didn't see then. But I would do things different now. But I think the last two albums, we are on a good way to sort things out and really have them very off, to feature our unique style in a way to still progress but not lose the roots.
Okay. And I'll wrap this up with saying that it's for a few records now, it's been a few years in between, and you take a lot of time off between records. So since this one just came out this year, are we looking, do you expect another 5 years before we get another record? I know this one just came out, and you can't even think beyond the first record, but
something different in between, and that will not take so long. We are really close to finish the orchestra album,
yes.
And we will work on this next year when we are back home. We will start working immediately, and we are, as Hansi announced already many times in the tour, we are working on a live album as well. So people will probably get a live album next year, and in 2 years they will get the orchestra album.